I'm your host, Hope Flaws. I'm here to inspire you to show up as yourself for yourself. This is a lifestyle podcast where I'm inviting you to embrace your wild moments. Welcome to I'll Keep You Wild. Hello, you sweet, beautiful souls. I want to take this second right here to say thank you for being here. If you haven't already followed the show, please go ahead and do so. You can do it right now. It takes like 2 seconds. It's super easy and it means the most to me. It's truly what allows me to grow and what allows me to come back week after week giving you guys value. Today, I want to talk about the importance of slowing the fuck down. And before you get this twisted, I am not condoning lazy behavior here. I am doing this for the people that struggle to slow down, but I want to highlight why it's important and serve this as a reminder for those listening and for myself, because I struggle, you guys, to take days off and I still struggle to prioritize rest, even though I know how important it is. So I kind of want to just bring to light some of the things that I've learned recently that have really helped me or sat with me and made me think about how slowing down can actually be an advantage to a lot of good. So there's a couple of touch points I want to highlight today that I think will be very helpful in approaching slowing down for the good, because sometimes when you slow down, you actually give yourself an opportunity for the right things to catch up to you. And also, I think a lot of us know that if we don't take time to rest, if we don't take time to prioritize our rest, our body will force us to rest by being sick. So I got a message last week from a friend that is super dear to my heart, and it really sat with me. And she said, "Never underestimate the power of rest." And I have heard this, you guys, so many times. I've probably heard this a million and one times before, never underestimate the power of rest. But for some reason, this time, it really hit different. And the way that I viewed this from her saying that was to put myself as if I wasn't the one struggling and wearing thin. So would I want my friends to feel worthy of rest? Probably. And if they are struggling to feel good, and if they are wearing themselves thin and they're in this constant doing, and they need a break, would I also tell them never underestimate the power of rest? Yes, I would. So I took that piece of advice that she gave me and thought about it from a different perspective. And I was like, okay, I actually do deserve to rest and to listen to my body, because it's unfair for me to show up into those relationships as a shitty, worn out human as well. And if I'm not present in those relationships, what's the point? Like, if I'm constantly in this work mode and wearing myself thin and having all these distractions go around, if I don't prioritize that rest, and then I show up to these relationships as a shitty person, as a shitty friend, how is that doing anyone any favors, right? So what I want you to think about here is, if you're not going to rest for yourself, try to think of resting for those around you. Try to think of resting for the people that you love, because they deserve you to show up as the best you. And then what I want to add here, which kind of goes hand in hand, is I have a question. So do the people that have their notifications on Instagram, Snapchat, and email, like, are you guys okay? Truthfully, please answer me. How the hell do you operate with those notifications going off? I had to turn on my notifications for a work thing, and it was horrible. I have never felt more distracted and more annoyed, and I immediately removed those notifications. And then I just told myself, if somebody really wants to reach me, they can text me or they will find a different way to do so. But I'm not turning on these notifications. It can wait, because my relationships also deserve me to be present when I'm there, not with my phone blowing up with these notifications and me checking them and being distracted. Like, I think that's super unfair to do. So please, reach out to me. How do you guys do it if your notifications are on? I do not understand. So the number one thing that I wanted to address today in slowing down was this: if you can't slow down for yourself, do it for the people you love. And I know that sounds kind of sad, that to think that there's people that can't slow down for themselves because they can't prioritize rest, because sometimes you don't feel like you deserve it and you pride yourself on working hard, or you work yourself to the bone and you feel accomplished, or you work yourself so much that you wear thin and you're doing all of these things if you are somebody that struggles to slow down, my suggestion is to slow down for the people around you, not for yourself. And again, I know that sounds sad, but that's why this hits so deep for me, is because I realized, okay, like if I can't slow down for me, I'm going to listen to my friend because I love them so deeply and this is what they need from me. So that is a great way to kind of look at it in a different perspective. And that is what will help you start to slow down, because this is for the people that struggle to slow down. And another thing that I want to add here is a suggestion, and that be to turn off your notifications if you find them distracting. And if you can actually sit there and think, is this helping me? Is this making me more rested? And the answer is probably not. So that would be my suggestion number one in slowing the fuck down. And the second thing I want to offer to you guys here is something to think about. And this is what I want to say. Just because you're stuck in traffic, it doesn't mean that you're not going to where you're going, right? And although delays are super freaking frustrating, maybe there's something that needs to take place before you arrive at your destination. Or maybe you're meant to slow down right now because there's a sign you need to see that you wouldn't see if you're doing 110 down the highway. Maybe the delays will serve a purpose for something better. Maybe that's your opportunity to slow down, to look at what it is that you're doing and do it better, right? So I have a funny story and a humbling story at that to share with you. This is the second time I recorded this podcast, and I touched on this point the last time I recorded this. My audio got so screwed up that I had to re-record this. But I took that because I had just recorded saying, just because you're stuck in traffic doesn't mean you're not on the way to where it is that you're going. I had to redo this podcast, and it was very frustrating. I did get frustrated, but I was like, I literally just recorded that in the podcast, so I have to redo this. And maybe that's a gift, because maybe I can do this better. That's the way I viewed it. So this is, newsflash, second time I've recorded this episode, because problems do happen. Delays happen in your journey towards your goals. And so I was humbled, to say the least. I hope that makes sense. But yeah, I just really want you guys to have that and think of that, because sometimes, especially in today's world, we get so wrapped up in the idea that we need instant gratification. It can happen so easily, and we get annoyed when things don't go our way, but there might be a reason why that is happening, and it's probably a reason that is for the better. I like to think in life in terms of, if it's not this, it's something better. So I hope you guys can take that and use that to your advantage. And the last thing I have for you, thing number three today, is about time management, time blocking, and scheduling. I know some of you won't find this beneficial, but that's okay. I had a couple of you reach out and ask me to go through this, because I've been doing this for a couple of weeks now, and discuss what I have learned and how it's helped me. And you guys, doing this and looking at my schedule more in depth has actually opened up so much freedom for me. So I want to share with you the process that I use, so you can maybe use that yourself. And I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Of course, I have a business consultant. Her name is Lauren. Her business is She Can Consulting. So she is the one who helped me look at this and helped me implement the time blocking into my schedule so I can have more freedom and more time to do the things that I love. I know she is in a rebrand, so bear with me, because I don't actually know if that's her business name still, but her name is Lauren and she is fantastic. So for me, how I do my time blocking is every Sunday on my day off, I plan my week ahead. And this doesn't have to be done on Sundays. Whenever you have time, you can do this. First things first, I'm going to keep my days off as days off. That is super important, and that was such a struggle for me. So just bear with me. What you're going to do here is write your week from the days that you have work days. So if you're a Monday to Friday, you're going to keep your Saturday and Sunday open, and you're not going to write anything down on those days. My work week is Tuesday to Saturday. So on Tuesday to Saturday, the first thing that we're going to do here is write down our non-negotiables. For me, that means meditating, reading, and going to the gym or doing exercise. That is a non-negotiable for me, because I will become a B-I-T-C-H if I do not do those things. And I can be a nightmare to deal with. And I personally, I just need that time in the morning for myself. So those are non-negotiables for me. And I'm going to write those in every day of the week. So the first thing you're going to do is write down your non-negotiables. Second thing you're going to do is write out everything that comes to your mind, kind of like a brain dump on a piece of paper of what you would like to accomplish that week or what you have to do that isn't related to work. So you're going to write down all your to-dos. One of my to-dos this week is to clean my car. And then when you write out all of your to-dos on that list, whether that be laundry or returning a package, picking up the mail, whatever it is, you're going to write a number beside that in order of priority of how important that is. So cleaning my car was number 4 this week. I'm going to clean my car on Friday, and then I'm going to program that into my schedule. So you're going to take all of your to-dos that you have that you've numbered in order of priority. It doesn't matter if it's 1 or 50 things that you have to do. You're going to order them in priority and then add those into your schedule when you have time, whether that be after work, before work, whenever. And then that will allow you to accomplish so much and you will feel so fulfilled. And I know this can be overwhelming because you're like, where is the time? If somebody asks me to go for a walk or a coffee, like there's no room for spontaneity. There is. And you also, this is my permission slip to you. You are also allowed to request that your friends hang out with you on your days off. You are allowed to request your friends make room and time for you on your agenda as well. Like, you don't have to be so passive. If you want to say yes, you are absolutely allowed to do that as well. That just means that you have to take the time that you had scheduled for work or one of your priorities and move that to a time slot that you do have available, maybe on one of your days off. So say if somebody asked me for a coffee tomorrow at like 2 p.m. when I want to clean my car, if I'm like, oh no, I'm going to prioritize the coffee now, that is totally okay because it's important to have relationships in your life, of course. And it could be sunny and beautiful out on a Friday. I don't know why I said tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday, not Friday. So basically I would move that car cleaning and then that's when I would add it to one of my days off. But I am going to try my hardest to keep my days off as my days off to do the things and live the life that I actually want to live. And also so I can prioritize that rest and slow the fuck down on those days off and give myself that period that I deserve to have off and not think about work and everything. Because actually, from doing this, it's been a struggle to keep those Saturdays or to keep those Sundays and Mondays off. It has been a struggle for me, you guys. Like, I do not do well, and it's been something that I'm learning to do. That's why this serves as a great reminder to myself also. But it's been a struggle because I love working, but it's also been so amazing to see how I feel with having those days off and then also to build my boundaries really around what I am available for. I'm going to wrap it up there today. If you guys have any questions, I know I went through that last bit really quick. Please reach out to me. I'm more than happy to break it down for you in a different way. The three things, just to summarize, number one was never underestimate the power of rest. Number two was just because there's a delay, it doesn't mean that you're not on the route to where it is that you're going. And number three was the more we plan the schedule, the more freedom we have with time blocking. All right. And I want to thank you guys so much for being here. It means so much to me. If you gain value, please share this with your friends and family. That really does go so far. It really helps the show grow. And for less than a coffee, you can actually support the podcast. There's a couple of ways to do so below. So that would be freaking awesome. That's always so cool to see. And I will definitely reach out to you if you do so. And if you have a vacation planned, don't forget I am an Expedia partner, which means I make a small commission if you decide to use my link. So that's a free way to support the podcast. If you're going on vacation anyways, why not use my link? I hope you guys have the best day ever. I will be back next week.